The She Festival of Women in Music continues as a part of the University of Arkansas Music Department's month-long celebration of women in music. Thursday, I had Rhonda Maines, Tess Delaplane, and Hyun Kim of the music department stop by to talk about the She Festival. And today we continue that conversation with more about the She Festival, as well as an in-studio performance right here in the Furman Garner Performance Studio. The next concert as part of She Festival will feature Tess Delaplane as the soloist in her voice. Let's hear more.
The title was inspired by the whole idea of a festival devoted to women's music and women in music. And I was just thinking about how women who perform and compose are using their own musical voices to express themselves in ways that they can't otherwise.
And so you have so many events, it's hard to keep track of. There's a final one, March 30th, I believe. Is that the culmination of everything?
Yes. Well, that's the last one, and that is a concert of student performers. So not all of them are women, but all of the music was written by women. So we're really excited to feature our students and to get them involved in just the idea of programming more women's music and celebrating women composers and performers.
And how's that been, the excitement from students about having a festival on women and music?
It's been very positive across campus, not just through the department.
Tell me more about the Her Voice concert coming up Tuesday, and particularly about the piece you'll be playing here inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
Okay, well, on my recital, the Her Voice recital, I'm doing two pieces by Robert Mueller. They're really representing almost the opposite emotions of a woman as a mother. So one of them, it's an image of a mother soothing a young child in one of the pieces. And then the other piece is basically the anguish of a mother losing her child or children. And so both of them are just showcasing the incredible way that music can represent so many emotions. The first piece on the recital is a brand new piece. It's called Her Voice, and it's for oboe d'amore and piano. So it was written in 2019, and this is going to be the premiere of it. And it features the unique voice of the oboe d'amore, which is a member of the oboe family that's got a slightly lower range than the oboe. The other piece that I'm doing by him was written in 1992, so it's getting to be almost 30 years old. And this piece is called Rachel Weeping for Her Children. And it's a piece for solo oboe. It uses some pre-recorded sounds and also some electronic alterations of the acoustic oboe. And it's based on a verse from the Bible, from the Old Testament book of Jeremiah. A voice is heard in Ramah, mourning and great weeping, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more. So Jeremiah said that she was figuratively weeping because of the loss of her people that were killed or taken into captivity after the Babylonian destruction of Jerusalem. And then this verse was also quoted in the New Testament book of Matthew at the time of the slaughter of male children that was ordered by King Herod. So it's a programmatic work representing intense sorrow that's felt by one woman at the loss of her child, as well as the destructive loss of a whole cultural group of people. So the emotions of this work just range from empty desolation to dramatic, explosive rage. And the piece that we played today is by Madeline Dring. She's a British composer who was active in the middle of the 20th century. And her husband was a professional oboist. And she wrote a lot of art song is mostly what she specialized in, but she wrote several chamber pieces that used the oboe. So this is one of them. And this is called Trio for Flute, Oboe, and Piano.
Well, great. Thank you so much for coming in, talking about the She Festival, and performing a little bit inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Rhonda Maines, Chair of the Music Department, Tess Delaplane, Oboe Professor, and Hyun Kim discussing She, a Festival of Women in Music. I'm Katie Henriksen. This is Of Note on 91.3 KYF. Let's hear their in-studio performance right now. This is Rhonda Means flute, Tess Delaplane oboe, and Hyun Kim piano performing the second movement of Madeline Drang's Trio for Flute, Oboe, and Piano. That's one of the pieces you'll be able to hear in its entirety at Tess Delaplane's concert tomorrow evening in the Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall on the U of A campus in Fayetteville. The concert is titled Her Voice. Let's now hear Rhonda Means, Tess Delaplane, and Hyun Kim performing inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio.